Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Busby reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Groth moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. the Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. George Siski now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. Niemann moves to third. Triandos moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Dick Williams now playing third base. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Orioles. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Keen takes first base on ball four. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Wilson scores. Keen goes all the way around to score. Veal moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Veal scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Billy O'Dell. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Papp is now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Miranda applying the tag. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Boyd moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Suski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0 for 1 in the game. Suski strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Veal reaches third base with a triple. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a line drive into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Tom Morgan now pitching. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.